Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
The planetary parade is over. At the end of February was the best opportunity to see seven planets across the night sky. Okay, you needed binoculars or a telescope to see two of the planets, Uranus and Neptune, but the other five, Mars, Jupiter, Venus, Mercury and Saturn, were visible, provided clouds and buildings didn't get in your way. The next similar alignment is in 2040. Yes, it seems that we are stationary and the universe moves around us, but such Earth-centric reality is no longer our cosmic picture. We are a very small dot in an expanding universe, but it is still marvelous to see or sense the heavens in all their glory. I remember seeing Saturn for the first time through a telescope and was simply mesmerized by the clarity of the image and especially the rings at a diagonal when I saw them. On another occasion, I remember lying on a small boat on a very hot night off the west coast of Turkey and simply watching the stars and a planet or two, but being more surprised at the number of satellites I could see passing overhead. The night sky in western Queensland was so filled with dots of light that one could definitely see the Milky Way. When in Australia recently, one night, I did look up, for old time's sake, to see once again the Southern Cross. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the sky above proclaims His handiwork. The night sky, as spectacular as it is with no light pollution on a mountain, would have become invisible when Jesus was transfigured, and also with Moses and Elijah, who appeared in glory and spoke with Jesus. In the accounts of the Transfiguration, we always get a sense that Jesus was the brightest, that His light was brighter than anything else, and such intensity draws your eyes to Him, even if you're squinting or shielding your eyes. The glory of the heavens is now on a mountain, and the world is no longer the same. And yet the message of that moment was for the disciples to listen to Jesus, and Jesus did not come down the mountain transfigured. In Christianity, eyes always give way to ears. We are seeing people who follow Jesus by listening to Him. The church has never made a big thing of Jesus' transfiguration, important and special though it be, because the light from Jesus then makes the cross of Jesus even more awesome. On the cross, Jesus was transfigured by pain and suffering, and the heavens closed, not even dots of starlight. And in the darkness of abandonment, Jesus completed what He came to do. "It is finished," He said as He gave up His spirit. And by the light of an empty tomb, we now see the glory of God most clearly in Jesus and His cross. He is light in all our darkness. He is life in this world, especially when things go so wrong and we become afraid. He is mercy and forgiveness when we are perplexed and repulsed by evil, what we do and what is done to us. And Jesus still doesn't use our eyes to come to us, but our ears. For those who listen to Jesus and follow Him, perhaps Irenaeus' description of a Christian and the goal of God is worth hearing. The glory of God is a human being fully alive. How precious you are in the whole universe to God. Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, mercifully hear our prayer and stretch out Your mighty hand to defend us from those who rise up against us, through Your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with You and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.